Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. In Mishnah Gimel, we move on to the Isser of cutting hair. As we already know, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, the default and a minimum Nazirus is 30 days. And the reason for this is that 30 days of hair growth is the minimum that is called hair growth, and that can be subject to official taglachas. Less than 30 days of growth can't be, so you can't do a taglachas. You can't take a haircut on less than 30 days of growth with regard to the mitzvah of Nazir. So, Gilach, if the Nazir took a haircut willingly, Oshigilchu list him, or unwillingly, he had his hair cut off by robbers. In either case, so sem shloshim yom. He is going to potentially lose up to 30 days. What do you mean by up to 30 days? Well, he needs 30 days of hair growth in order to do his taglachas. So if there are more than 30 days left in his nazirus, right, if he has a nazirus of 100 days and he cuts his hair or has his hair cut on day 50, there's 50 days left. So he won't need to add any extra days because he won't need to redo any days because he will have more than 30 days of hair growth when he hits his original end date. But if there are less than 30 days left when he cuts his hair or his hair gets cut, he will not be able to do his final taglachas without 30 days of hair growth. And so he'll have to add as many days as necessary to ensure that there are 30 days of hair growth before his taglachas. So again, to illustrate, if he has a 100-day nazirus and his hair is cut on day 90, that means he has 10 more days left. But 10 more days is not sufficient. So he would have to add an additional 20, meaning he would go from day 90 to really what ends up being day 120, because that will give him 30 days of hair growth before he brings his karbanos and cuts his hair for the official taglachas. Now, naturally, if this haircut was against his will, so he may still have to repeat some days, but he didn't commit a sin. It's not his fault that it happened against his will. However, Nazir Shegilach, a Nazir who cut his hair willingly, Bein Bezug Bein Betar, whether he did so with a scissors or with a razor, or even Oshe Sifsev Kolshu, even if he plucked out even a single hair, Chayav, he has violated his Nazirus, and he is Chayav Makos. Nazir, so speaking of hair and plucking hair, intentionally or otherwise, Nazir Chofeif Umifasfeis. A Nazir is permitted to wash his hair, to scrub his hair, and even to run his fingers through his hair, to comb his hair with his fingers. Because even though it is true that those things could pull out a hair, they usually don't. And therefore, he's permitted to do so. Avalosorek. But he is not permitted to comb or brush his hair with a comb or brush. Because the combs and brushes frequently pull out hair. And therefore, it is a reasonable expectation that he's going to pull out hair in the process. And if he does so, that would be considered intentional plucking of the hair. And that would be Usser, Chayav Makos. Rabbi Yishmael adds a caveat to the halacha of Chofeif Umifasfeis, particularly Chofeif. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Lo Yachof Va'adama. When he scrubs his hair, he should not use soil. Now, that sounds a little odd to us. We use shampoo to wash our hair. But in ancient times, they frequently used soil to wash their hair. Apparently, it removes the oil. And does a good job of cleaning the hair, relatively speaking. Perhaps not to modern standards, but certainly it would get rid of a lot of the oil and of the filth. At any rate, you can't do it. You can't scrub his Nazir can't scrub his hair with soil because the clumps are going to get caught in the hair, and it inevitably pulls out hair. And therefore, Bishmal says you can't use earth. Soil when you scrub your hair if you're a Nazir.